Maureen Dillon Teasdale from the Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM. And today we're talking with Mary Gunter. And very exciting, Townshipers Day coming up this Saturday. And Mary is going to be talking about the silent auction and how the funds are used. So welcome, Mary.
Thank you. The funds are used to help to sponsor all the activities that are going on at T-Day. It's a fundraiser event for Townshipers Day.
Mm-hmm.
We have some exciting silent auction items this year. We have the Craig Brewer with the 96 K-Cups. So you can enjoy your morning coffee while you read Louise Penny's new novel. We also have her new novel, The Great Reckoning, in our silent auction, as well as many other books donated by different people or by Bromley Books.
Okay, so that's exciting. Lots of books everyone likes to read.
Yes, and we do have some other really nice items. We have a bicycle and a tricycle and stuff from the Plan Aon. It's the freewheeling project that they have going on out in the Knowlton area or Brome Lake area.
Okay.
Unique for this year, we have the Canadians Hockey Club, who has donated two autographed ball caps. One's autographed by Greg Pattern, and the other one's autographed by Daniel Carr. So that's really kind of special for anybody that's collecting any Canadians memorabilia.
Yeah, it's really nice.
We have lots of gift certificates for different activities, for skiing at Mount Sutton, for the Autumn Festival, for the Knowlton Literary Festival. We also have gift certificates for garages and for the beauty shops. So there's gift certificates for different things that you might be interested in.
Okay, so that's a great idea, not only for yourself, but perhaps if somebody in the family has a birthday coming up or some other celebration, it's great to win it and give it as a gift, too.
Yes, that is. It's a really good idea to give them as a gift, as a gift for something coming up. And other than that, we have some of our regular donors. Thanks for them always being there for us. We have the EconoFlow 50-foot lay-flat hoses that have been donated most every year that I've been working with the silent auction. And we have collector's plates this year as well, numbered ceramic art plates. Also the squirrel solution bird feeders, cushions, wine, lots of different articles that have been given to us. I think we're up to over 150 articles already.
Wow, 150.
Yes.
Okay. So lots of different things, something for everyone's interest, I guess, then.
Yes, definitely.
And some of the articles, I believe, can be seen on the website for T-Day?
Yes, they're not all on the website, but quite a few of them are. You can go on tday.ca and you will find many articles, or go through our Townshippers Association website and you can still click on the links that will join you to that.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, how exactly does the silent auction work, Mary?
Well, we have the items there with a bid sheet, and we usually try and have a starting bid, and then you can write down how much you would be interested in paying for the item. And at 3 o'clock, we close the silent auction, and you can pick up your item, and hopefully we have quite a few picked up, because otherwise it means a lot of carting it back to the office and getting in touch with people.
Okay.
So it's quite nice if there's, that's why we close it at 3, so that we can, people have a chance to come and get their items before they leave the site.
Okay, but if somebody has to leave, definitely you'll get in touch with them.
Yes.
Okay, and I would imagine cash only?
We do accept checks from most people. We do not have a debit machine or a credit card machine. So, yes, cash or checks.
Okay. And are you still accepting articles for the silent auction?
If you're willing to donate something, I'm willing to take it right up till Friday morning.
Okay. And if somebody does have something to donate, should they get in touch with the Townshipers office?
Sure. They can call me at 819-566-5717. Or drop off an email to MG, G like for Gunter, at townshippers.org.
Okay, that sounds great. And the tent with the silent auction articles, will that be easy to find?
It's in the arena at the exposition grounds at Brome. So, yes, we'll be there. And there'll be signs as well.
Okay, that's great. Good. And you were telling us about how the money is spent for Tea Day, I guess, and other activities, too, throughout the year?
Well, mostly it's to help to pay the entertainers, et cetera.
Okay.
It's a Tea Day fundraiser.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great. Good. And anything else you'd like to add before we go, Mary?
Oh, there's so many gifts, I just don't know where to start. But
okay.
I'm sure there's something for everybody, and just come ahead and check it all out.
Oh, sounds great. Everyone loves the silent auction, and it's definitely for a good cause. I'll see you Saturday, I guess, then, Mary.
Yes, I will be there.
Okay, thanks very much.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.